Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Ms. Roosevelt, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. We stand in reverence at this hallowed spot, consecrated to the memory of a great American who has become a great citizen of the world. We stand here in solemn tribute. All over the globe, plain people join with leaders and statesmen in recognition that it was largely because of him that civilization has survived. Only history can do him full justice. The loss which America suffered through the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt cannot be softened by the spoken word. Tributes can only emphasize the loss. But those of us who have survived him in the seat of government can pay homage to his memory by our deeds. The progressive and humane principles of the New Deal embodied the great hope which, in an hour of extreme crisis, President Roosevelt gave to the American people. As carried out in practice, the New Deal became the realization of that hope. It was a recognition of the basic truth that this government exists not for the benefit of a privileged few, but for the welfare of all the people. Those principles and their execution in practice have today become an accepted part of our way of life. When an employee joins a union, when an investor buys a share of stock, when a man buys a house or a farm on credit, when he puts money in the bank, or grows and sells his crops, or gets cheap electricity, when he lays aside part of his income for unemployment or old age insurance, those principles are right there by him and on his side. These same principles apply to legislation assuring full production and full employment. Legislation for a health program, a social security program, an educational program, a program to provide emergency housing for veterans, and to solve the long-range problem of decent homes for all Americans. These and other progressive measures stem from the principles for which President Roosevelt fought, and for which we who are carrying on after him now fight, and for which we shall continue to fight.